This boy says, you know what? I'm getting out of here. Sets off for a distant country. What a mistake to move away from the place where you are loved and cared for, the place where you can be challenged, the place where you can be helped. Some of you are in trouble right now in your life because you have moved away. Now, some haven't moved physically, but psychologically, emotionally, you have distanced yourself.
It's one of the most well-known parables of Jesus Christ, Lessons from the Prodigal Son, on today's Destined for Victory. Hello, and thanks for being here for another great day of teaching from Pastor Paul Shepherd. You know, the prodigal son made a series of unwise decisions, but it all began when he chose to distance himself from the people who knew and loved him best, the people who encouraged him, supported him, and helped hold him accountable. Today's message is straight ahead, so stay with us, or visit PastorPaul.net later to listen to this or any recent Destined for Victory message. Now, with today's teaching coming to your senses, here is Pastor Paul Shepherd.
Not everybody has to get in a car or get on a plane to go to a distant country. You can live in a distant country working your same job, living with the same family members, but you've taken off. You're gone somewhere. You got to watch your desires and your fantasies. You got to deal with it at that level before they become words and decisions and ultimately actions. So this boy makes an arrogant decision. I'm taking off. I'm leaving. And of course, in the early days, he thinks he's got it made. He's got money. He's got what he thinks is sovereignty. Make my own decisions. When you got money and arrogance, you can always find people. They'll help you spend your money. They will stroke your ego. And so for a while, I'm sure he was the man. He's out in the club. He's making it rain. I know some of y'all look like. Ask the young folk, they'll straighten you out after service. He's out there being the man. Why? Because he has something of value that he doesn't have sense enough to value. Have you ever taken inventory in your life? Especially when you start getting out into the realm of desires and fantasies, you better take inventory because you've got things that are valuable. But the question is, are you valuing them? And this boy had valuable assets, but he didn't value them. He indulged himself. He was wasteful. He was extravagant. You know, he had no sense. At this point, he hasn't learned enough. He hasn't studied his father enough. He hasn't disciplined himself. So he's got stuff, but he doesn't know the proper use. Some of us had better learn that at this time in your life. You better learn to value even what God puts in your hand financially and make better decisions. God gives it to you as seed. You got to learn to sow it, not spend it. Some of us are eating our seed instead of sowing it. What do you mean by that, Pastor? What you do when God blesses you with your finances, there are three S's in a certain order. The first is sow into the kingdom and give God praise for it through your giving into the kingdom. The first thing you do with the seed God gives you is sow it. From Genesis 4, right through your Bible, every person who understood how to worship and honor God and how to be blessed started when they received, the first thing they did was gave. And a lot of us, when we receive, the first thing we do is spend and indulge ourselves. And we don't call ourselves prodigal, but that's what we are. First thing you do is sow your tithe and your offering to the Lord to say, thank you, Father. This is your blessing, and I worship you by giving it back to you. And then I believe you to bless what remains. You sow first. Second thing you do is save. You take the portion that belongs to God, you sow it. You take the next portion and you save it. And then you spend. But many of us spend. Then we say, I guess I was getting Lord something. So you sow a little, twos and fews. I dare you to look over the past 12 months of income, honestly. Look over what you actually made, not what you think you made. What you actually made. Do an accounting. What you actually made, and then ask yourself, out of all that I actually made, how much of that did I give to the Lord? And do it on paper. You know why? Because a lot of people think they're generous and they're not. I've heard some folks say, I thought I was a tither until I actually ran the numbers. And I realized I give like 3% of my income to the Lord. What's that mean? It means you're not a tither. Because a tither gives 10%. There's no spiritual tithe. It's a number. It's a number. God gives me 1,000. I move the decimal one to the left and give him 100 and believe him to bless it and stretch to 900. That's a tither. God gives me 10,000, I give him 1,000. God gives me 100,000, I give him 10,000. Statistics show that the more people make, the less they give. But when you're a tither by resolve, that can't be. Because all you do throughout your life is move the decimal. So if God ever gives you 10 million, you don't have to pray about it. You give him a mill, say, thank you, Lord. Now bless this 9. Gives you 100 million, call the pastor. Because I believe I can help you after you give the 10 to the Lord. I believe I can help you have a sense of fulfillment with that 90 million you got left. God may have brought you to the kingdom for such a time as this. You see what I'm saying? When you sow, it's a matter of resolve. You don't have to feel like it. It's not a feelings thing. I do it as an act of worship. So you sow first, you save some portion, even if you can't save a lot. Just get in the habit of saving something that you refuse to spend now. Just tell yourself, I'm not spending it all now. Even if you think you need it all now. It's the discipline of saying, I'm not going to do it all now. First of all, I've sown, so I'm trusting God to meet the need with the rest. And since I got to trust God anyway, I might as well trust God. If I got to trust him to stretch to 90%, I might as well trust him to stretch 80% and save 10%. If God got a stretch, he got a stretch. Come on, somebody. If what you're making is not enough to meet your need, saving a little bit isn't going to kill you. So you might as well sow first, save a little, and then say, now, Lord, I'm believing you to take this and do with this what you did with that little boy's fish sandwiches in the gospel. You say, what fish sandwiches in the gospel? You never heard of the feeding of the 5,000? He fed 5,000 people with fish sandwiches. Boy had fish and loaves. That's fish sandwiches. Just hadn't been put together yet. He's waiting to get out to the picnic to put it together. Jesus took it and blessed it and broke it, multiplied it. Do you know he'll do the same thing with you today in 21st century America? So you got to trust him. So this boy has it, but he doesn't know how to value it. He's spending, but he doesn't know anything about sowing or saving. He doesn't have the wisdom to handle what his father has put in his hands. Do you have the wisdom to handle what God has put in your hands? Not just financially. Do you have the wisdom to handle the people who have come into your life who actually love you despite how jacked up you are? That's a gift from God. You got to learn how to manage the resource of people's love. Because there are plenty of folks who mismanaged people's love and lost it. Somebody loved you and would have gone to hell and back for you. And you despised it and you disdained it and you didn't appreciate it. And ultimately, you lost it.
You're listening to Destined for Victory with Pastor Paul Shepherd. And we'll get back to the rest of today's message in just a moment. Remember, Destined for Victory is a listener-supported ministry, one that depends on your prayers and financial support to reach the world for Christ. You can give right now by calling 855-339-5500. That's 855-339-5500. Or make a safe and secure donation online at pastorpaul.net. And when you log on, be sure to check out our online store for a wide range of special resources, including books and teaching series from Pastor Paul. You'll also find information about how you can become a Destined for Victory partner for as little as $20 a month. Again, that's PastorPaul.net, your online home for the Destined for Victory ministry. Now, here's Pastor Paul once again with the rest of today's message, Coming to Your Senses.
So for those of us who haven't yet lost, it's time to value what you have. Oh, you might be frustrated in your marriage, let's say, but it's time to value what you have. You better look at all these folk who are leaving their marriages thinking they're going to be better off. You better look at them and look at the end result. If they're so smart, why are second marriages breaking up at a higher rate than first? And why are third marriages breaking up at a higher rate than first or second? Mean they're not getting smarter. They're actually getting dumber and don't know it. Because by leaving the first one who you should have stuck with because they really did love you, now you got this second one. You brought your baggage from rejecting the first one with you. The second one never did love you much as the first one. Oh, I'm gonna hurt your feelings. Oh, yeah. I showed up to hurt your feelings. Don't even think I didn't come with that plan. And so soon as you start acting out from your unresolved stuff of the first one, the second one, who didn't have as much love as the first one, said, hey, wait, just 1 minute. And now that one's messed up. And sometimes some folks say, you know what? The problem was the first two people I married. That's what was wrong. The first two people I married. Do you know that the common denominator in your first two marriages is you? So you better value what you have. Talking about the grass is green on the other side. Water your grass. Get you some Miracle-Gro. Come on, somebody. Let somebody teach you. Learn from what other folk have done. This boy squandered wealth. Not squandered a little bit of money. Squandered wealth. Had wealth and didn't know what to do with it. Squandered it with riotous, wild living. So look at what happens next. Now he runs into an adverse development. Verses 14 through 16. After he had spent everything, notice that, after he spent everything, why? Because he didn't know how to sow and didn't know how to save. So he spends it and it's gone. And after he spent it, there was a severe famine in the whole country and he began to be in need. You see what happened? He made unwise decisions with what he had. And then something completely out of his control happened, a famine. Some of you have got to understand your fantasy, your notion of sovereignty is just that, a notion, no reality at all. Because if you don't know how to value what God's already given you, he can't bless your life. Then, after you have wasted what he gave you, despised it, disdained it, thrown it away, and once it's gone, then you're going to run into circumstances you can't control. The famine is something he had nothing to do with. Nobody had anything to do with it. It was a severe famine that covered the whole country. Do you know as long as you live in this world, there are going to be things that happen outside of your control? You will never be able to control everything that happens to you. In this world, stuff happens. Crude people have a different way of saying it. So just thank God that the pastor is saying stuff happens. It does. That's called living in this world. Welcome to earth. Stuff happens. We live in a fallen world where stuff happens. Famine happens. Earthquake happens. Tornadoes happen. Sickness happens in this world. Disease happens in this world. People say, why do bad things happen to good people? Because bad things happen in this world. They're not seeking out good people. Bad things happen to bad people. Good things happen to good people, but good things happen to bad people, and et cetera. You can mix them and match them all day long. Why? Because it's living in this world. You say, well, what's the difference then? The difference is when it happens to us, we know who to go to. He's a refuge in the time of our storm. He's a healer in the time of our sickness. He's a tower in the time of our war. He is a provider in our time of being in need. We have somewhere to go when stuff happens. The proof that you're a child of God isn't that it doesn't happen. It's that you have somebody to turn to. You have somebody to rely on. You have somebody who will come through for you. The Lord is my refuge and my strength. He is a present help when I'm in trouble. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even the enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, in this will I be confident. I have somebody to go to. When you're a child of God, you have somebody to lean on. But don't make a mistake. This isn't heaven. This isn't going to be heaven. We will all know when we get to heaven, because we will notice the improvement. In this life, you're going to have tribulation. Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. But the fact that you're called an overcomer means you're going to have something to overcome. Quit being surprised when life happens to you. And thank God that you have the one who can help you. And so this boy experiences a famine that's happening to the whole world. He's not being picked on. It's just called life. Problem is, when it impacts him, he begins to be in need because he didn't handle what he had before properly. So now he's in need. He has to go hire himself out. Now here's a boy who really hasn't learned enough from his father. He was so busy being arrogant and living in a fantasy world that he then begins to act on. He doesn't know how to do this, so he goes, hires himself out. In a famine, there's not a whole lot of good work to be found. He hires himself out to a citizen of that country, and the best job he can get is feeding pigs. It's not enough, because he's still in need. Not everybody who's working has all their needs met. There is such a thing as not just unemployment, but underemployment. I'm employed, but it's still not enough. I'm employed, but I still don't have a permanent address. That's a reality in times of famine. He longed, verse 16 says, to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating. Now, you know it's tough when you're thinking of fighting a pig for his food. But that's where his decision-making has gotten him. He's thinking about eating what the pigs have, except that no one gave him anything. And he doesn't want to lose this little bit of a job that he has. But here's where the story turns, verse 17. When he came to his senses, that's what you've got to do. You're in a bad place. Things aren't going well. You made some crazy decisions. You made some ill-advised choices. Your marriage may be messed up. Your career may be messed up. Your finances may be messed up. All kinds of things in your life are out of order. But you have the ability to come to your senses. God has given that to you. In the same way that he gave you free choice, he gave you the gift of coming to your senses. Thank God you can stop and say, wait a minute. Thank God you can stop and say, enough is enough. Thank God you can stop and say, I have gone a long way down the wrong road, but I'm not going any farther. I've squandered a whole lot of money, some of you would say, but I'm done squandering what God puts in my hand. I have blown some wonderful job opportunities, but I am going to pursue the next one with diligence and believe God. And when he opens the next door, I will not waste that opportunity. I have blown a scholarship, some student might say. I blew the opportunity to have a full ride at a great school, and I had some stupid idea in my head, or I was trying to run down behind some boy or girl and decided to go to some other school so I could follow them there, and I didn't get a free ride there, and now I got tens of thousands of school loans, and they left me anyway. Full ride opportunity's gone. The person I went to the other school for is gone. But you can come to your senses and say, you know what? There's some other opportunities I can apply for. And I'm going to ask God to bless me once again. Do you know God is not one who said, sorry, I blessed you already. Oh, well, I'm so glad our Heavenly Father is not one who will make you pay the rest of your life for your worst decisions.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's message, Coming to Your Senses. We're so glad you chose to spend part of your day with us, and Pastor Paul joins me here. I don't know about you, Pastor, but I can't believe how fast summer came upon us. But it's here, a time of year when most of us take a little break or just get some quiet time away. But for ministries like this one, there really isn't any downtime, is there?
No, there isn't, Wayne. We're always producing messages and making them available across the country and around the world. So the bottom line is, we never stop. Destined for Victory is truly a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week ministry. And that's why I wanted to take a moment and ask each of our listeners to be faithful in giving to Destined for Victory this summer. God has blessed us, and I'm completely humbled by how He's using this media ministry to help build His kingdom. But the fact is, we simply can't do it without those of you who support us financially. Therefore, would you consider giving your best gift right now to help us get through the challenging months ahead? Your generous support will not only help make up for those who may forget us this summer, but it'll also ensure that we continue bringing these timely messages your way. If you'll give a generous gift of $25 or more this month, I'll send you a special DVD that I know will bless your soul. In a moment, Wayne will share the details. But first, let me say a heartfelt thank you. Thanks for your generosity and your partnership. It's needed now more than ever. And I want you to know that I'm praying that God's blessings be yours in abundance.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Paul. Well, folks, in appreciation of your best gift of $25 or more this month, we'll be happy to send you by request Pastor Paul Shepherd's DVD, Blessings You Don't See Coming. Have you ever done a kindness for someone, maybe a small thing that you didn't think all that much about, and then seemingly out of nowhere, God blessed you in an unexpected way? Well, that's the way He works. You may not even remember doing it, but He never forgets it, and He always rewards it. In this two-part sermon by Pastor Paul, you'll be reminded that when we do life God's way, when we prioritize His kingdom and walk in wisdom and humility, God sees it and God blesses it. Based on the story of the Shunammite woman who showed grace and kindness to the prophet Elisha, Blessings You Don't See Coming is one of Pastor Paul's most powerful and popular messages. And it's yours by request for your generous gift of $25 or more this month. Please call 855-339-5500 or send your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California 94538. Now you can also give safely and securely online and easily at pastorpaul.net. That's pastorpaul.net.
And one of the ways God teaches us that we won't prosper outside of His will is He lets us hit rock bottom. Anybody ever hit rock bottom? Whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your personal life, in your career, whatever it is, sometimes you gotta go all the way to the bottom before you realize I can't do this my way. I gotta live my life God's way. I've gotta do things His way.
That's next time in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message, Love Covers. Until then, remember, He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.